There's a lot of stuff about the end times in there, wasn't there? If you go back and think about it, the first scripture that we heard from Daniel is largely a book of prophecy. And this is talking about the end times when there's going to be all kinds of challenges and whatnot, and it talks about the book where people's names are written. And I don't know if that sounds reminiscent to you of the book of life in Revelation, Lamb's book of life. It says, there shall be a time of anguish such as never occurred since nations first came into existence. You think there's anguish now, right? Wait till then. And then, you know, in the gospel lesson today, Jesus is talking about the end times, and nation will rise against nation, and wars, and rumors of wars, and earthquakes, and all this stuff, and it kind of sounds scary to us, you know? There are lots of different views on the order of things, the study of eschatology, the end times. You know, we'll be raptured out of here before, or during, or after, or who knows, and there's all kinds of studies and stuff about it, and we're not going to get into all that today. Okay? Some of you are going, whew. If it was perfectly clear in Scripture, there probably wouldn't be all these different scholarly viewpoints on it. So, but bottom line, you and I don't have control over when it happens or how it happens. Only the Father, only God knows when and how. I was on staff at a church in upstate New York for 7 or 8 years. And we had a pretty goofy youth leader. His name was Jeremy Finn. And he was a lot of fun. We can do all kinds of great, crazy stuff to this guy. He was a great practical joker. He liked to really pull one over on all of us. But he was always staying up really late with the youth and doing things and going bowling and hanging out or whatever. And so during a staff meeting one day, there were 7 or 8 of us around the table. He fell asleep. And this started to become a habit. You know, Finn's asleep again, you know. Head down on the table. The pastors would wake him up if he snored. We took lots of pictures. But anyways, one day we all hatched a plan. And we brought duplicates of the clothing or close to it that we were all wearing. And we waited. And Jeremy fell asleep. And we all quietly got out of the boardroom and we draped our clothes over the chairs. And then we went out into the hallway. And a guy by the name of Chuck Holmes blew the trumpet as loud as he could. And needless to say, Jeremy thought that it was the sounding of the last trumpet and he had missed the rapture. And he came running out of the room in panic. It was a lot of fun. I have to say, yeah. The idea that everything passes away and destruction and fire and that kind of thing is a pretty scary thing. The reason that this is even in our scriptures today, as many of you know, we follow a lectionary where we try to read through all of the scriptures in 3 years on Sunday mornings. And we're coming up on Advent. Okay, next Sunday is Christ the King Sunday, and then right after that is the first Sunday of Advent. And in Advent, we have the themes of the first coming of Jesus as a baby and the second coming of Jesus as the returning, triumphant, resurrected King. And so that's why we're beginning to have some of these signs and portents, kind of heavy scriptures that are coming into our lectionary. The gospel tells us about the signs of the times, right? So whenever I go to the Tunbridge Fair, I don't know if any of you ever go there, but I'm always just struck by how the trees are starting to change at that point. You look at the trees on the hillsides on the drive up that way, the dark green of summer is starting to give way to a few yellow trees here and there, and they always say, oh boy, it's coming. Or as one actor likes to say on a popular TV show, winter is coming. But we see how the seasons are changing, and we know that that something is going to happen. And it's just like with the signs of the times, wars and rumors of wars and famines and this and that and the other thing, we know that Christ is going to be coming back. In Daniel today, it mentions the book where names are written. Those are the names of the people who are found in Christ. And it's reminiscent of what we read in Revelation chapter 21, where it talks about the Lamb's Book of Life. Oftentimes, people will actually study Daniel and Revelation in parallel because they're both prophetic books about the end times. In Revelation 21, it says, all those who are in Christ are found in the book. It describes the new heaven. It says, nothing you hear will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the book of life. And Daniel and Revelation were written about 700 years apart. Kind of interesting. That's a relatively long time. There's some variation in that based on scholarship, but that is the general accepted consensus. About 700 years apart. And so this is all good and interesting stuff. And you can go really deep with it. But what do we do with it? Right? How do we live? How does it affect our faith and our daily living and our walking with Christ? What do we as Brownsville Community Church do with this? And how does it impact our mission? We keep on keeping on. Right? We hold until relieved. We continue in the prayers and in the breaking of bread, as it says in Scripture. We continue to love one another as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. We continue to hold fast to the faith that has been handed to us, not straying to the right or to the left. We read in Scripture, let us hold fast to the confession of hope without wavering. Don't be led astray. That's what we're being charged with today in Scripture. Don't be led astray. The gospel warns us of people that will come and try to say things that sound good, people that will even claim to be the returning Christ at the end of days. They're going to say things that will tickle our ears and sound good and make sense to us. But what they're teaching is not the truth if it's not in line with Scripture. And we are warned to know our faith and to hold fast to it. As followers of Christ, it's important that we remember who we are in Christ and whose we are as we belong to Jesus. Our lives might seem long to us. You know, we think about how we're going to make a living. We think about those plans and those changes to the house. We think about our retirement. Think about the next car we're going to buy. Those are all good things. I think about those things too. But really, life is a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. You think about all the generations of people that followed Christ that came before us. And if the Lord tarries in returning, all the generations that will come after us in following Christ. Consider the history and witness of those people that were a part of the Brownsville Community Church family for all those years since the founding of this community of faith. All the people that have worshipped. All the people that have lived faithful lives, you know, were faithful to God through thick and thin, no matter what happened, and that are now counted amongst the saints. Consider the trials that they experienced in their lives. Think back through history just for a moment. There's names of some people on the wall back there that died in service to their country. There were people that were coming here and worshiping when World War I was happening. World War II, all the prayer, all of the angst, sickness and epidemics that swept through the world and the country, and people that would come to prayer and pray for healing and pray for safety and pray for security. People that saw the civil rights movement, people that would come together and pray that people would honor one another and see their equality as human beings created in the image of God. And all the same as found in Christ. They've been faithful through heresies and scandals and threats to the church. That is the heritage that has been handed to you who are living now and who are worshiping as a part of this community of faith at this time. And it is up to you, it is up to us to keep that faith and to carry it forward, come what may. People that have gone before us were able to do that because they knew who they were in Christ and whose they were, who they belonged to in Christ. In these times, we don't know when Christ is going to return. Some of you are hoping he returns right now because of this sermon. But until he comes back, we're supposed to live out the faith as faithfully as we possibly can. We're to bring in the kingdom of God wherever we go. We're to extend the love of Christ to everyone, everywhere, and at all times and in all ways. How long have people in New England been praying for revival? Since 1620? Yeah, nice. Right. There are some who say that it has begun and is starting to happen and is on our doorstep. What an exciting time. And are we ready to be those laborers to bring in the harvest? Are we ready? What's your story? How has Christ transformed you? How has he changed your life? Who are you in Christ? Are you able to say that? Are you able to share that with someone? Who are we as Brownsville Community Church? Who is God calling us to be in this day and this time? We are the people of the incarnation, of God in the flesh, who lived as we do and yet didn't sin. We are the people that witnessed the miracles of Jesus to change lives, the power in him to live a changed and transformed life, not subject to sin and to weakness, but to his strength being made perfect in our weakness. We are the people of the cross of Calvary, the torn curtain that we talked about with the kids, seeing our sin accounted for and knowing that we could never be good enough. Through Christ's death, access to God made clear. We are the people of the empty tomb, God's resurrection power and his victory over sin and death that gives us hope no matter what happens in life. Christ has won for us the victory, and we will rise with him and have eternal life. We are the people of the upper room, the church called together at this time and in this place, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit to carry the kingdom of God forward, to preach liberty to the captives, to testify to the power of Christ to change lives, to save, to heal, and to deliver until Christ comes in final victory and we are taken with him, or our earthly time comes to an end as we await his resurrection. Our mission is to everywhere and to everyone. Our mission is to do what Jesus did and to carry the kingdom of heaven wherever we go. In the name of Christ. Amen. Amen.